We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The Weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, I'm John Potter. Good morning, friends. Hello, Nevadans. It's going to be a great day. And it is a great morning for a local radio show. The weather outstanding. So strange. Oh, Phil is in Carson City producing the show. I'm in Reno. Hey, Phil, how was the drive out there?
It was just fine this morning.
What?
People weren't starving to death falling from the sky. There were no accidents. As a matter of fact,
he's referencing the government shutdown here.
Earlier this morning, I started investing in stocks.
No kidding, really.
Beef, chicken, vegetable. Monday, I hope to be a billionaire.
That I haven't heard.
I just stole it from Facebook. I have to admit it.
Facebook, yes. All right. Oh. I'm so glad I'm still banned from Facebook. I feel, folks, I think I brought this up three times before. I feel free. I do. I couldn't believe how much time I wasted on Facebook all this time. It's a great thing to banish Facebook. It's done great for my mental health. Anyway, the weather is outstanding. As you heard Mr. Swope say, not quite 70 for a high today in the Reno area. Looks like 66, says Google. See, I never desert Google, so Facebook now. Current temperature in Reno, 46 degrees. And, you know, I was thinking on the way over here, it is so strange. We have not had one honest-to-goodness true Northern Nevada cold snap, I mean really cold snap, yet. And we start, what is it, week two of November tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And I've been able to, I get to put off putting the plants in the greenhouse because Reno has not hit the freezing mark yet.
I have been amazed how long our autumn has lasted this year.
Is it technically? Yeah, it's, well, it's still, but still, Reno hasn't hit the freezing mark this season mm-hmm. yet, and it won't until, and I'm looking ahead here to maybe November 16th. Maybe on the 16th, definitely November 17th, which is the Monday after this coming Monday, that's 9 days away, our first freezing temperature, according to the National Weather Service, for this area. Whew. Well, like I said, it's a great day for a radio program. I wish I could report otherwise, but no progress with the federal government shutdown. This is day 39, folks. I don't want to get into it now, you know, and spoil the happy opening to the show. If we have time, maybe next segment, I'll get right into it. I'm basically with, I saw it this morning, you folks probably did too. I'm basically with Republican Congressman Tom Emmer, who was on Fox and Friends Weekend this morning, and he said, at this point, nobody wins in this government shutdown, but I'm not going to drag it down with that. You're probably all talked out about it. I like local news, except for the place I don't work for anymore. But interesting local news stories that, you know, didn't quite make our newscasts that Mr. Swope and me and Phil write up and deliver to you on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. These news stories locally did not make the cut. Local news. Interesting Channel 8 story. Students at the University of Nevada, Reno, are urging leadership to cut ties with Starbucks. This comes as students across the country are voicing opposition to the coffee giant. I did not know this. Over what they say are unfair contracts for their workers. They're also voicing complaints over staffing hours and better on-the-job protections. And many students at UNR say that if no solution is created, they plan They plan unbelievable. They plan to spend their money elsewhere.
Protection from what? Flying coffee beans?
They're going to spend their money elsewhere. Go for it. And if it's that bad, quit. We used to quit when conditions were terrible. You know, back in the day, we had something. It was called, giving your two-week notice.
Right.
Now it's all about sending a social message and telling people who like the coffee shop not to go there. I forgot the word for that. Now boycott. A story from what is it?
Boycott.
Boycott. Well, yeah, but still, there are some people who like the place, you know?
It's like an apricot, but without the pit.
Now a story from Channel 4. New statewide task force. Oh, this did make our news, didn't it, Phil? This was, I think, Thursday. A new statewide task force will study how to get more Nevadans off their wheels and onto the rails.
Yes, it did.
Oh, you had it. Okay, the group was created through Assembly Bill 256, which passed with unanimous support in both the State Assembly and Senate during the last legislative session. The group has a July 1st, 2026 deadline to deliver its recommendations for a Reno regional rail system like commuter rail. They have till July 1st next year to give that a recommendation to the legislature. Now, on one hand, I cannot believe what Reno Sparks is turning into. Okay, I still can't. Californians left California for a reason, and now we want to turn our city into what they left. Then again, a lot of cities in this country have light rail systems and they work great. You know, I've lived in this state probably longer than most people listening, and Reno's grown big enough to need, I think, something like this right now. When we look at 80, when we look at 395 North Valleys, lots of cities have this commuter rail. Salt Lake City has an amazing light rail system. Let's ask AI about Salt Lake commuter rail. Let's see here. Okay. Salt Lake City's light rail system Trax has had periods of significant success with high ridership and ridership growth, but also faces criticism for reliability issues, including frequent delays and service disruptions. The introduction of the light rail led to a significant increase in the proportion of the population using transit. The Utah Transit Authority reported a significant 15.5% increase in ridership last year. And this light rail started, I think, in the mid-1990s. And just last year, they went up another 15.5%. Trax in Salt Lake accounts for over 13.5 million boardings. There you go. I hate the idea of Reno becoming more big city, because that's a big city thing, having a commuter rail. But if it can be that successful, I know you're thinking of that Simpsons monorail episode. Come on. If it could be that successful, that would really help our roads. I would say, where would you build the commuter rail? I would say on the other side of the river going to USA Parkway. I would put it one there, because you can't do it on the other side of 80 because there's no room. So build a commuter rail on the other side of the river going to USA Parkway. Then I would build a rail to the North Valleys and one to Spanish Springs and an extension to South Reno. Would not that be great? Where else would you put one?
I can see an argument for running one from Spanish Springs and the North Valleys, the, you know, Stead area, all the way down here to Carson City.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I don't know, but, you know, Carson City getting there isn't the hassle that it is getting to USA Parkway or North Valleys. I never had a problem getting to Carson City, except for the weather things with a, you know, high wind thing. Finally, Channel 2 Thursday posted an article headlined, Senator Jackie Rosen expresses frustration with Republican Party food pantries impacted by SNAP cuts. And not once in this long article, Channel 2 never noted that she has voted 16 some times to continue the shutdown. It's amazing. I mean, you could have asked Ms. Rosen about the lines around the food pantries, you know, if you feel for these people, yet you vote against them. Why could you? Would it not be newsworthy to ask Senator Rosen why? Well, if you have this much concern, yet you voted against them getting their SNAP. The whole article they never asked about. That is how friendly, I'm sorry, that is how friendly Channel 2 is to the Democrats. Nothing has changed there, I see.
I have a question, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did the network that will remain unnamed actually talk to Senator Rosen, or did they read one of her myriad press releases?
Press releases, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Word for word. It's uncanny. You go to her website and compare the news story to the press release on her website. And Phil knows. They take whole paragraphs in reporting. Okay, I got to take a break. I'm late again. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:17.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, friends, and welcome back. FM News Talk time is 9:20. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Yesterday, as you heard right here on FM News Talk, the FAA essentially reduced air traffic volume in America by 10%. Given the fact we put more than a million people in the air every day in our wonderful commercial aviation system, 10% of that is a bunch. That order was given to 40 U.S. airports, not us. And you say, oh, we dodged a bullet. But of course, you know, in that hub and spoke system where we get on an airplane here in a small city airport and we fly to a big airport, that one has flight reductions. And some reductions are flights to Reno. So, yes, we're getting flights canceled here. About 12 yesterday, the airport says that was at least 9% of their flights. In Las Vegas, dozens of flights were canceled from just one airline, Southwest. I'm told that people are canceling their tourist trips to Nevada for good reason. They don't know if they're going to be able to fly back home if the shutdown is still going on. And that is a huge hit to the tourist trade. I don't think news has reported that, but both Vegas and here, it's a $5 billion statewide loss with the travel industry, and that is so far in this country. This week, I ran into a friend who manages, well, it's retail, it's a store. He says his company is pretty very concerned about their Christmas shopping season, since so many people have depleted their Christmas shopping money to cover the food. And, you know, I don't want to get worked up here and be some jerk in your ear, but this is not effing acceptable anymore. We've got to open the government, right? So many innocent people are getting screwed over. They're not getting paychecks. They're not getting their SNAP benefits. They're going to miss their flights. They got to cut back on Christmas. This freaking shutdown has been an embarrassing clown circus. Politicians playing a game of let's pin it on the other guy and hoping for some political advantage while tens of millions of regular innocent Americans are caught in the middle. And it is incomprehensible. And while they are playing their games there in Washington, there are people living real lives, facing real hardship out of all of this crap in this city. There are literally tens of millions of people who right now are having their lives in the U.S. screwed over by elected officials who care more about political pissing matches than about real people with real lives. And there are folks who have been sent home from their job, more than a million of them, and they're not getting paid. There are many others who have to go to their job still, the control tower, the TSA, and don't get paid. They have the mortgage, the food, the still. No money's coming in. Some 42 million people who are on SNAP. And all I know is the government created the program and the government said, come here, sign up for this. And people signed up and they qualified and the government made a promise and said, this day at this time, we're going to give you this money. And then last week, because they cannot do the simplest part of their job, those 42 million people did not get the money they expected. And yesterday we began dialing back airline flights in America. You affect additional millions of people who are doing things like trying to catch a plane to get to their grandmother's funeral, try to catch a plane to go to their daughter's graduation, or catch a plane to finish a business deal that'll help your company stay head above water. And oh, so you can't, be sure about flights. And if you're on SNAP, you can't be sure about what your kids are going to eat in a few days, if not now. And there are people right now dragging ass up at the control tower looking after us and serving and protecting. And those politicians won't even give them a paycheck. But it's beyond the it's not about politicians. It's about real life people. And it just enrages you after a certain point. It's been a month, over a month. Okay, I understand. Politicians on both sides in D.C. Disagree. You disagree, but you're in the disagreement business. Our Constitution understood you're going to have differences of viewpoint, but it demands that you find coalition, consensus, or compromise, and you frickin' fix things. You want to say to them all, you got to pull our country together and do your jobs. These are real people, and you don't take innocent third parties and put them in a vice and cram down on us. It's unfair and wrong. This, I mean, it's embarrassing, and worse, it's morally wrong. It's a victimization of innocent Americans by their own mother frickin' government. And forgive me, it's Saturday. I'm supposed to be happy and light and jovial. But honestly, how frickin' incompetent are these people allowed to be? How much failure can they string together in D.C. where they're too busy yet? I guess not too tired to say it's your fault. No, it's your fault. And while there are people with no paycheck and people with no food stamps and people who can't the great American fly on a plane system, which is kind of crucial to the way we operate and live and to our economy and to the business that many people have to do, we're now going to compromise that both in terms of effectiveness and potentially safety with air travel because of this giant, pissing match, what else to call it. If some hostile foreign power did something with our computers that took 10% of our commercial airplanes out of the air, what would we do? What would we do if some hostile foreign power were to crash the computer system that sends out SNAP and took those benefits away? We would have sent missiles their way by now, right? We would have doubled up the American fist and smashed them. But it's not a hostile foreign government. It's our own frickin' American government. Now, how can that be? Politicians didn't just start disagreeing. They've been disagreeing since before 1776. But for 250-some years, pretty much they've been able to figure things out for 250 years. They've understood that the differences between them should not become a victimization of us. And yet here we frickin' are. It's been more than a month, and they're nowhere closer to a resolution. It just, it frustrates you. It angers you. And I'm getting this out of my system early on, so I feel a lot better for the rest of the show. But it just enrages you. It's immoral and wrong, and they're in the we've got to find agreement business. You get the folks from the other side. You get in a room. You cuss at each other. You pound the table. You throw your notebook. And when you walk out, you have some kind of deal. The Senate can override the filibuster and fund the government if they wanted to. There's a 1974 law that allows budget reconciliation that requires just that simple majority vote, one ahead instead of the 60 votes needed. Trump wants that. He wants the Senate to drop the filibuster rule so Republicans can end the shutdown with a simple majority vote. But aside from him, I see no heroes here. More than ever, people hate D.C. They hate Congress, and they hate the politicians there who are not only playing. You know what the politicians are doing? They're milking this for their fundraising. You know, yes, please give us money to help fight the evil other party who shut down the government. So they win. They're winning 100%. They're winning. They're okay. Listen, my paycheck cleared. Nobody in my immediate family's on food stamps, but I'm blessed. You're probably blessed. I'm okay, but I can look out my window, and so can you. And I know fellow Americans are being effed by our own government, and it's not right. It's not acceptable. It's not an issue of my team and your team. It's gone beyond that. It is an issue of tens of millions, and that's a lot, okay? If you took all the people within the sound of this radio station broadcast over the air in Washoe, Carson, Douglas, Lyon, all of our connecting counties, you have barely a million people. It's like, this is like six or seven times that many people are all being effed over because our government and the politicians both won't do their job. And that's where we are. Happy Saturday! And this is hard for me. I mean, I am tired of the Team A and the Team B game. I don't need it. I rather value my neighbors, my fellow Americans. I've gone, folks, to that stage of life where finally my testosterone levels are low enough. I like this term. I'm now living the quiet activism of living pleasantly. I actually really like people. You know what I'm saying? I've sat through enough therapy that I actually think you are an interesting person. I'd like to get to know you, right? I'm within sight of that commandment of love your neighbor. It's like maybe one day I could do that. So I reach that stage of life where I don't enjoy Team A or Team B going at each other with baseball bats, and it ought not to be that way. You know, I'm sorry. I hate to see the country I love like this. We love our country. Absolutely. And how can you not think of the amazing people who you see every day? There's more good than bad. I will always believe that. And I always will believe that the odds are forever in our favor. Always. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's time for Fox News and local news with Greg.
Wait a minute. Let me interrupt you. I'm sorry. Sure. We do have a caller.
Oh, we don't have time. I'm sorry. I didn't know that, Phil. Well, I'll ask. No, that's Derek's time coming up. I'm sorry. Okay. Ask the gentleman politely.
I will ask Chris to call us back.
To call us back. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. I think we have without guest open segment 10:30, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see here. Yeah, but I'm running into Derek's time. I'm Motormouth Potter. Let's see. No, we got somebody at 10:30. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. You folks are next at 11 o'clock. All right, tell Chris that. Derek's up next. I'm John Potter, live and local. Time for Fox News and local news with Greg Neff, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:32.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current Reno temperature, 49 degrees. I could not have done that 12-minute rant without notes. I could not have done that without my daily Shilajit, Restore, and Dopexil capsules that I've been taking every single morning. And my brain is on fire. I feel like a little Einstein here. I mean, I think, man, before these capsules, Derek, I was dumb. I was stupid. I feel like, what is that, what they call mindfulness? I feel that I'm experiencing life all around me and I'm remembering it. You know, when you think back to your past, you wish you had taken pictures of the places you worked and stuff because you can't remember them. Everything is making a vivid memory in my brain with your products. That's my testimonial this morning.
That's great, John.
I got a 71-year-old brain, and it's come to, it's jump started. It's come to life. Bilpexil, big difference there. Have you folks noticed a big difference in me? Because it's Dopexil. That's what I started taking like 10 days ago. It's designed to activate the production of dopamine. And I was telling people about it. I have one question. Well, somebody asked me this question. How does a person know that they have low dopamine?
It's a good question. So one of the biggest factors with not producing enough dopamine is short-term memory. That's a factor. That's one of the most critical things is if we're dealing with short-term memory issues, that dopamine can be a primary cause.
See, I always thought dopamine was all about alertness and energy.
It's, you know, dopamine is a very complex
memory too.
And memory also, yeah. So dopamine's it's a really critical neurotransmitter and hormone. And so if we look at it from the place of dopamine, I believe, is the primary hormone for the nervous system. The nervous system is all electrical communication, not only within the brain, but from the brain to the body. So that's going to affect your heart rate, blood pressure, kidney function, liver function, lung function, bladder, prostate, your lymphatic system, all your entire vascular system. How your toes are functioning, how your heating and cooling is functioning.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything is affected by our electrical system. That's the nervous system. So if our nervous system is not functioning properly, then we have a problem. And so this dopamine by itself can arguably be the cause of all age-related issues.
It's like the brain's fuel or oil.
It is.
Derek's product, Dopexil, is at brainhealthformulas.com. Check that out. I guess it's a hot seller right now because you've been talking about it here. And it's good. It's cool stuff, man. Those capsules.
Great.
All right. We have new exciting news at brainhealthformulas.com. You have a new version. Well, first off, okay, I breezed right by it. Tell folks, now we now know the signs of low dopamine. What does Dopexil do?
What Dopexil does is, science and medical pharmaceuticals, they develop formulas to stimulate a reaction. So if someone has as we age, we have our health wanes for whatever reason, whether that's just life or that's chronic stress, where we trashed our bodies in our teens, 20s, 30s, and then we start paying for it, and as we get into our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's all arguable because that's life, that's our life experience. But as we start to get older, we try to improve how we are functioning based on how we've lived our lives. And so Dopexil dopamine production is a critical factor in all of it. And so if we don't produce enough, it can be memory. It can be, I'm sorry, John, I forgot what your question was. I got sidetracked in my mind here.
What Dopexil actually does for folks who do have that, the signs of low dopamine, and maybe talk about those ingredients too, the magic sauce there.
Oh, yeah. So
you didn't take your Dopexil this morning.
You know, my mind's going 1,000 different directions and my tongue's tied.
That's all right.
So what we did is we found an active ingredient that can stimulate the production of dopamine. But if we just stimulate the production of dopamine, that's a singularity. So if we don't have the capacity to produce dopamine in the first place, trying to stimulate that production is not going to work very well. So what we did is we compounded that activation component with the repair mechanism. So we supply, in that formula, we supply all the nutrients needed to actually produce dopamine. So we provide a stimulant and the repair mechanism all in the same formula. So not only are we stimulating production of dopamine, we're also supplying the rebuilding process, the rebuilding nutrients needed in order to continue to produce it and maintain stores of dopamine. And that's really what Dopexil is.
You know what I love most about Dopexil? Well, every day I have something new that I love about Dopexil. This is a very key thing. I don't think we mentioned this. I have more motivation.
Yeah.
With a capital M.
That's
with capital letters, motivation. Derek, that means that when the alarm goes off, I don't sit in, or I don't stay in bed playing with a cat, you know, for 10 minutes. I get out of bed right away. It's like I've been awake for 2 hours already when I wake up.
Yeah. A lot of people have reported that they sleep much more efficiently. So they might not sleep as long, but they wake up really real well rested.
Motivation. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Up next, we're going to talk about a new version of Up, Up, and Away, your latest new product, and new information on neurogenesis. And you are sending samples of it. But for now, folks, during the little break here, go to brainhealthformulas.com. Is Dopexil on the front page?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dopexil. Brainhealthformulas.com. I'm John Potter, back in a couple of minutes for one more segment with Derek. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:45.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local, current temperature in Reno. We just hit 50 degrees. You can call up and ask questions of Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com at 775-884-9910 is the number to call. Okay, we have a new version of Phil, Close Your Ears. We have a new version of Up, Up, and Away.
Yeah, this is good. This is a really good one.
Derek's solution to... Don't cover your ears, Phil. Mm-hmm. Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
You have a new version. Now, this is odd because I know somebody who has been taking this and how do I put this? He says 5 stars.
That's great.
So 5 out of 5. Why do you need a new version of Up, Up, and Away?
Well, we've had a lot of feedback from the original version. What I know for a fact is, you know, science and medicine say we need blood circulation to provide for having proper erections, especially as we're aging or at any age.
That's what it's about.
That's right.
Blood flow. Yeah.
And so that's an avenue. What I also know is we have to produce dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin also in order to maintain an erection or to have long-lasting effects. And so it's also... So being able to improve circulation and at the same time being able to produce those neurotransmitters and those hormones in the brain that actually activate and engage all the intimacy factors in regards to intimacy.
It's 100% blood flow and 100% the brain.
It is. And so that this is what the new version of Up, Up, and Away does, is that it improves blood circulation. Actually, it helps with memory, thoughts, processing information. There's a lot of benefits to it. So I've been experimenting with it the last couple of weeks, trying to dial
Wait,
it
how,
in.
How do you experiment with it?
Well, you just take it. And so this is.
I don't want to hear about this.
But it's so I have a, so what we used is the nootropic industry. They're always finding ways of tweaking and altering drugs from pharmaceuticals so they can't sue, so they can't file a patent infringement type thing. And so what they did is they altered tadalafil, which is the generic name of Cialis. And so they changed like an isomer of the molecular structure. And so what that did is enabled them to use it more as an over-the-counter ingredient. So we use that at low dose in this, 4 to 5 milligrams of tadalafil, which isn't a lot. My fiance, I had her try it yesterday to see how it was going to work for her. She's been dealing with a lot of traumatic brain injury issues. And so a lot of my other products have been helping her to get to a certain point. So she tried the Up, Up, and Away and the J147s we're going to talk about in a couple seconds. And so what she noticed is it felt to her like she was actually being able to repair the brain. It was actually working on repairing the damage that she sustained a few years ago. And so she actually ended up falling asleep and sleeping for multiple hours yesterday. But when she woke up, she's like, I don't know what that was, but I feel like it's actually making repairs on my brain in an area that I've never felt before. And so it improves circulation, it improves neurotransmitters in the brain. And so when we can actually combine those things, it actually has a compounding effect. And so it just works really, really well. And it seems to put people in a much better mood. So when we have a much more stable and we feel good about ourselves, then arguably that's going to mitigate all aspects of erectile dysfunction. So it's not just physical, there's the mental and the emotional components as well.
And it's not, so Up, Up, and Away is not just for men. And in combination, Up, Up, and Away combination with J147, your newest product, does what you just described.
It does.
For
it's,
people.
It's really fascinating.
All right. Tell me about the new product.
So J147 is an extract from curcumin. Curcumin is an extract from turmeric. So they developed this J147 as an Alzheimer's drug, but they never got it to work. They never did any clinical studies because it's actually extracted from a natural component, and synthesizing it doesn't have the same effect as the natural extract does. So we use J147 actually breaks up plaque buildup in the brain. Science believes plaque buildup in the brain is the cause of Alzheimer's and dementia. J147 actually breaks apart the plaque buildup in the brain of the vascular structure. So not only does it do that, it also removes the plaque buildup in our arteries and our veins in the body to start to reverse atherosclerosis. Not only that, it also works on regenerating liver function. So it will actually break up fatty liver and start to return a malfunctioning liver back to original state by breaking up all the fatty acids that the liver can't seem to detox for whatever reason. So it reduces inflammation as well.
You've done a lot of research on the liver.
Yeah.
With your product, Miracle Liver. So J147, a little multifaceted, sounds like there.
Yeah.
J147.
It also helps to neutralize excess fat circulating in the blood. So if you have high cholesterol numbers, if you have high triglycerides, J147 also starts to break that up. And a lot of science says that if we have a lot of visceral fat, it's the visceral fat is what contributes to a lot of free-floating fatty acids. So we can make a correlation with, if we can reduce the amount of floating fat in the blood supply, then we might be able to actually break down the visceral fat, which is what puts all the stress on our intestinal tract.
Incredible. Brainhealthformulas.com to get J147, Up, Up, and Away, and Dopexil, which we started off the show talking about. And new information on your neurogenesis and how folks can get samples of it. Derek.
With every order, we're sending out samples still. So here's some little more information about neurogenesis. It has the capacity to build neurons, regenerate neurons. Neurons are kind of like the brain of a nerve cell. And so here's the interesting fact about neurogenesis is that neurogenesis is the process of developing a new cell. And so if when we can develop a new cell in the brain, that is a stem cell. So that product neurogenesis, we're actually developing brand new stem cells in the brain. And so that's really fascinating because that new cell means we're going to build brand new neural pathways for the nervous system. And so if we think about that, we can improve our memory by building new cells. We can improve erectile dysfunction by building new cells. We can actually rebuild the entire network of how the brain functions. And so neurogenesis also can start to improve genetic deviations. Like as we age, our epigenetics shifts. What neurogenesis can do is shift it back to the way it once was at any point in time in our life, especially as we're younger, because it has our original genetic code also.
Make new cells?
Brand new stem cells.
I've never heard of such a product that aids in that.
Yeah, there's tons of science that supports it as well. So I'm not actually making this information up. Methyl beta carbolin does.
I know you aren't, just based on how I feel. and continue to improve, I think, the way I am. And like I said earlier, man, I just cannot believe how stupid and dumb I was before I took your products.
It's amazing.
What a waste of decades.
Well, what's amazing is so I've been kind of compounding this stack of Neurogenesis, J147, Dopexil, and up and away. I've been kind of taking all four of those at the same time. And the way I feel is, if you can imagine the way your body felt at your best time in your life, for me is my early 20s, that's the way my body feels. It's like I'm in my early 20s. I feel fantastic for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And my brain's firing.
Okay. I relate.
So my brain's firing like it better than it ever has, and my body's functioning better than it ever has. When I take all four of these things at the same time, it's just like, I can't understand and how good I actually feel. And it lasts for like 8 to 12 hours.
All right. Next, build a time machine so I can go back and do things smartly. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. I can't wait to tell you about how I feel next Saturday with what you brought me. But BrainHealthFormulas.com. Derek, have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks, John. You too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I have to say. I'm John Potter, live and local. Up next, Trooper Chris Brown with the Nevada Highway Patrol. We're going to be talking driving, traffic. Oh, boy. Up next after Fox News 99.1 FM Talk.